Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. We're back around in the big circle of life. It's Monday, Alan.
It is Monday, and it's so exciting. We have a big week coming up, and we'll all make the most of it.
Well, the politicians in Washington make the most of the weekend in talking about the big push from the Obama administration to get folks to sign up for the Affordable Care Act. It seems like the numbers are very large in many states, although there's some dispute on either side as to whether it's working or not working, and Ted Cruz, we'll remember from the shutdown, says he's going to continue to fight this.
Well, I do think that Cruz has lost a lot of his backing. You know, there have been many people like Cruz in life who start out, you think that they're the head of a movement, and in the end, they sort of get left in the pile. I think, for example, of Senator Joseph McCarthy, who really had the country scared to death for a long time in the late 40s, early 50s, and then he ended up sort of isolated. He was actually censured at the end by the Senate. And, you know, I have a feeling that Cruz is in real trouble with his colleagues. He acknowledges that. However, the folks in Texas, according to the polling that I'm reading about, are still supporting him. And that, of course, means that he thinks that that's the way to go. You're seen as anti-establishment, you're seen as the real thing, and it'll all play out.
Wonder how it's going to play out for Speaker Silver in New York City. His chief of staff, a woman named Judy Rapfogel, her husband is involved in an alleged kickback scheme. She's now hired a lawyer. You've talked about this. It's an amazing story.
It really is. Williette Rapfogel was the head of one of the most important Jewish charities in New York City. Everybody gave it. I think everybody still will. But it turns out that, you know, he's accused of siphoning off millions. His wife is the top assistant to Sheldon Silver, and there's been a question all along as to whether he would cut her loose, because when they came to the apartment, the investigators, they found cash all over the place. He and she have both said, I believe, that she knew nothing about it. Often when you're trying to get somebody to make a deal, you offer to let the wife go unprosecuted if there is a prosecutable offense, and we certainly don't know that. But now when you get a lawyer, it's an indication that things are moving along.
Speaking of which, the future of Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, who, by all accounts, is a close friend of William Rapfogel.
Yeah, well, a lot of people have been disappointed in the past by people. I know Shelley well enough to know that he's too smart to get involved in something that is ultimately corrupt and illegal. He's a very smart guy. The press has been after him. Others have been after him, political competitors, and he has managed to survive. This just doesn't sound like Shelley, that he would be involved in anything like that.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thanks.
You're welcome, David.